call to order the December 10th, 2018 meeting of the Board of Public Works and Safety of the City of Washington. Please let the record show that all members are present, as well as Mr. Vance and yourself. The minutes of the November 26th meeting are presented. Any questions or corrections?
I'll make a motion to stand approved as written.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Claims were submitted from the council. Any questions on those?
I move to pay them.
I'll second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Bank statements and donations. Yeah, you're a busy lady, Mike.
Now, as of the end of November, $21,417,599.06, which includes interest of $30,616.76.
Okay. You've got a lot of accounts to keep track of, don't you? Yeah, good. Okay, any questions on that? Request, is someone...
I have a donation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's worth noting. I've got to send them a thank you. Okay, is there someone here about this request for a handicapped residence sign? Does anybody know anything about it? This is on East George Street. Well, frankly, you don't know who it is, don't know anything about it. Let's... I move to table it until anything else. Okay, acceptance of Gateway Drive. Kim says we need to do that for the Board of Public Works, not the council.
Right.
Done so. Well, we don't want a second guess then.
I move we accept it.
I second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, I have an annual agreement with the Soil and Water Conservation District. Know anything about it, Scott?
It's the same agreement we have for the past 6 years or so. That will enlist us to allow, in this case, the educator, which in this case is Ali Petty, to work on behalf of the City of Washington to meet our requirements on our MS4 program, to go into school and elsewhere to promote recycling, stormwater use, and erosion control. Several functions she does for us. Also does work on a website for us, and she's already been doing it, actually. So, number of things that they do for us in that balance.
And we do that because of our, requirement of our MS4 that we do public education, right, outreach.
A couple of our requirements in that program.
I'll make a motion we approve the agreement.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and we have an annual contract again with Questliner. Renewal of that one.
I think that one's in 2006. For the truck wash and organic material that they do, they've done that for years. We raise rates for them accordingly. As far as our rates go up, they'll get rate increases coming years. And not on this contract, the current contract will get rate increases to equal with what this our rate increase up here is. They're a good customer, don't have problems with them. Don't have many complaints. You know, they used to be have odor control plants, but they do all right. So no issues actually. No problems. Just asking questions on the base shows.
And we test what they bring in, make sure in compliance.
They're part of our pre-treatment program. They I go out and inspect their facility. They're required to pH balance their organic. It's just a washout for their alcohol that all those tankers. So they bring that wash material to us. Actually, they're getting ready to spend another $40,000 in new tanks this year, $40,000+. They're tearing down the old tank and putting up a couple more other tanks for that. So they're improving their program. I don't have any problems with them. They do what they're told. They abide by their contract. And so no complaints.
Any questions on that? I move we approve that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carried. And then a contract with Raver Septic Tank Service. That's also,
they're the only ones we allow. It used to be yours. They had the family now. Now it's Ravers, the same people. Just changed the name. They've got the health certification contract from the state health department under the Raver name now. So they need to farm the city. So now we can go in and renew the contract under the Ravers name. We're understanding we test every load they bring to city or drop water that comes in. They've been tested and checked before we allowed to dump. So far, no problems. They're doing exactly what we've supposed to find our contract.
Questions on that?
I'll make a motion that we accept the rate contract.
Okay. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I have a request. Right, for position change. Could I have a motion to read that, please?
So moved.
Second it.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Aye.
Aye. Don Williams, Building Commissioner, requests the following salary change. Maria Surgiscatter from assistant to county plan director at $18.45 per hour to Building Commissioner Secretary Coordinator at the same rate, $18.45 per hour. Effective December 15th, 2018.
No questions. I think we talked about this last time when we amended the ordinance. So I would move to approve that.
Okay.
Motion and second. I don't repeat who does the motion and second. You get those or sort of. Yeah. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, next is a gas line easement from Vectren. We've been asked to, Vectren has a gas main that runs diagonally through the center of our street department out there by the street department and over toward the electric building. And, anytime we want to do anything, we have to be concerned about where that is. Well, they called and they want to have to replace that. So, I suggested they move it someplace other than go straight through the middle of our property, either on the north or south side. And this easement, which Tim and Ed have both looked at, is to move their line basically along the side along the railroad tracks, between our buildings and the railroad tracks. And we just have to approve the easement for them to do that. So we had to move a temporary recycle building. They took care of that. So. Do you have anything else on this, Brian? I mean, that's pretty.
That originally started about a year ago, and we were looking at rebuilding the salt barn in our location on our site. And we did utility locate for integration shot and draw the site plan. It was determined that that line runs underneath one of our lean-tos in the back. And once Vectren knows that, they will not allow a building to be over the top of the master line. So that is why they are replacing the line.
Okay.
I don't have any issue with it other than they only need to move the building and they're here to tell me where to put the line. So, I don't know.
The way he actually could put it back where it was, if you keep it out farther to the north side.
Nice to know,
I know. Any questions on that? I would move that we approve that easement.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and this next one is to Verizon wishes to put some antenna equipment on top of the water tower. This is the new water tower. I believe this. Yes, we've asked for 1,000 dollars, a little over $1,000 a month, starting at $1,000 a month, and it goes up every extension. So pretty much a standard.
Okay.
Standard easement.
Put on the tower out.
The new one. Yeah. Out by the interstate.
Okay.
Okay. They're required to take it down so I can paint it.
I don't think there's anything in there about that. Do you remember? I don't remember anything about that.
Well, we could. It is language that we did have with the other one, AB, Indiana. I never seen it in that one.
Number
29, did you take that in your sentence? You could take that one more sentence in as well, but they would take it down from a repainted tower.
Can they paint around them? Around the equipment?
It depends on what all they put up there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just want to make sure that if it is a problem, when the painters are up there, they've got their stuff rigged to paint, you're going to want to have to work around the antenna sticking up there.
Okay.
Yeah, just either if necessary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully
we don't have to paint
them
for
another
100 years. That's what we're hoping to have. Actually, you could say they would agree to move it if they have to do any kind of painting or maintenance.
Maintenance, right.
Are they going to run up to the middle of the tower, the cables?
I think so.
That's the only place they can go.
Yeah.
I know with the engineers, and the plan was going up. They were going sided to the tower, that would be protected to be inside.
I bet they were.
Yeah, it'd be a little weird to go up on top of that water tower, anyway. So can you add that?
Yeah.
So how about we move to approve it with that addition? They will agree to move their equipment in the event of us needing to maintain or do any maintenance or painting.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
You have anything else for the good of the order? Ten?
Wait a minute. Oh, Lena's already in there, and then number 30.
Oh.
Okay. Right down at the bottom. Finding the request of the West Door, less than you agree to relocate its equipment.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Okay. Good.
So you can approve it without that.
Yeah,
idea.
Okay. Approved as presented then.
Good.
Thanks. Okay. Beth, do you have anything else for this body? Either of you have any anything you want to talk about?
I have nothing.
I have nothing.
Okay. I mentioned our last meeting of the month then, Friday before Christmas. So, do you have anything else, Tim?
No.
Anyone else for the good of the order? I move we adjourn.
Second that.
Thank you all for being here tonight.
Yeah, me a bit, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. At 9 a.m.